And at what point do you pull the plug on your favorite TV show? When The Walking Dead first premiered on AMC on Halloween night in 2010, it quickly picked up a devoted fan base. But now, well into its eighth season, some fans are wondering if it's time the show finally gets buried for good. And then there's Showtime's Homeland, which debuted in 2011. It won a Golden Globe and an Emmy for Best Drama, but critics have not been so impressed with its later seasons. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been thinking about giving up on some of these shows, and he joins us to talk about that now. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about the plot lines in both of these shows, but let's start with The Walking Dead, a show that has not been afraid of killing off its most popular characters over the years.
Yeah, well, okay, and I'm glad you said spoiler alert, because I do not want to get emails or letters or calls from anybody. We are going to talk about what's happened on The Walking Dead and Homeland in episodes that just aired, so if you haven't seen them, just know that we're going to do that.
All right, okay. Go for it.
So talking about The Walking Dead, we had a key character actually die in the first episode back. You know, the show takes a break in the middle of its season, so the first episode that came back from its winter break, we saw Carl, the son of the hero, Rick Grimes, pass away. A really emotional scene, and I think we have some tape from it. Let's check it out.
No. No.
Carl. It should be.
I know. It's somebody you love. You can't do it yourself. But I still can't.
So Carl had been bitten by a zombie, and before he turns into a zombie, somebody's got to kill him. And so he actually took a gun from his father and did it, killed himself, because nobody could bring themselves to do it. And, you know, for some people, this was sort of the last straw. The show's based on a series of graphic novels, and if you read the graphic novels, you know that Carl lives much longer than this moment in the graphic novels. And so people were surprised to see this character get killed, and they were a little angry, because in the books, this character becomes a significant, you know, character and has some great storylines that they kind of snuffed out by eliminating the character.
So are you ready to pull the plug?
Well, I tell you, I'm on the verge. I think, you know, Walking Dead sometimes gets into ruts in its storytelling where it feels like it's telling the story the same way over and over again. And they also take events that really shouldn't take that long, and they use multiple episodes. So we've had this situation where the hero and his allies have been fighting the show's big villain, Negan, and they've been fighting for a long time, the whole season, and constantly these situations where there's a battle and a representative of the villain makes these speeches. They like to hear themselves talk a lot. It's great drama, but after a while you get used to it, and I just sort of feel like the show is stuck in a rut in a bit. And several people have talked about, you know, deciding to not watch the show anymore because of that, and I'm on the verge of cutting it off myself.
Yeah, I've heard from two people recently who said, you know, it's just, as you mentioned, the same thing over and over and over again. But let's go to Homeland, a spy thriller. It stars Claire Danes as a CIA officer. And here's a clip from season 6 where Danes' character Carrie and a fellow agent named Peter Quinn are scoping out the president-elect's security detail, and you're going to hear a familiar sound at the beginning here.
And it's mentioned a protest, but nothing like this.
Doesn't look like they're letting anybody through.
I'll be okay. I know her Secret Service guys.
Hey, text me when you're inside.
I will. How about you? Where are you going to be?
We'll go around back, look for that team of Deltas.
Be careful, Quinn.
You too, Gary.
So you're hearing, not my president, not my president. Now, the thing about this show is that it uses storylines based on real headlines to keep it fresh. But, I mean, how many years has it been now? Is it still feeling fresh to you?
Well, yeah, and again, that's a problem with Homeland. Last year, we saw them delve into these storylines involving a on-air pundit who was something like the Sean Hannitys of the world, you know, whipping people up unfairly. And this year, the story is veering into Russian-led propaganda and cyber warfare, information warfare against the American president, against the American people, similar to allegations that have been made about what happened in the 2016 election. It doesn't make the show feel as fresh as you would think it does. It makes it, to me, feel like it's a step or two behind what's happening, and I'm less interested in the show. So once again, it feels like they're going over old ground. But this show, I think Homeland feels a little fresher than The Walking Dead does, and I'm going to hang in with it.
Huh. Well, you know, sometimes people want an escape when they watch TV, and that's the reason why I stopped watching House of Cards. You know, I don't work in politics, but it just seemed like it was, you know, I needed a break from politics when I was watching TV. So I wonder if that troubles some people. But what is it typically that gets people to lose interest in a TV show and switch it off?
That's a tough thing to put your finger on, because there's a chemistry that happens, I think, between sort of great storytelling and characters that people care about. And often those storylines meet the moment in some kind of way. When people watched Friends or they watched Seinfeld, they had a sense that they were seeing something that was important to them, characters they wanted to be around. That's the thing that people, I think, miss most often about television, is that it's very personal. It comes into your home. You spend time with these characters. You get to know them, and you form bonds with them. And I think that's one reason why people watch shows long before, when the show itself gets stale and the plot lines and the storylines are not that good. If, you know, I'm invested in Rick Grimes, I'm invested in Michonne, I'm invested in Carrie on Homeland, and it's hard for me to stop watching those characters because I care about them, even when I feel like the plot lines and the framework of the show has become predictable and of less quality.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Always a pleasure.